Joshua chapter 6. Meanwhile, the people of Jericho had been locking the gates in their town wall because they were afraid of the Israelites. No one could go out or come in. The Lord said to Joshua,
"With my help, you and your army will defeat the king of Jericho and his army, and you will capture the town. Here is how to do it. March slowly around Jericho once a day for 6 days. Take along the sacred chest and have 7 priests walk in front of it carrying trumpets. But on the 7th day, march slowly around the town 7 times while the priests blow their trumpets. Then the priests will blast on their trumpets and everyone else will shout. The wall will fall down and your soldiers can go straight in from every side."
Joshua called the priests together and said,
"Take the chest and have 7 priests carry trumpets and march ahead of it."
Next, he gave the army their orders.
"March slowly around Jericho. A few of you will go ahead of the chest to guard it, but most of you will follow it. Don't shout the battle cry, or yell, or even talk until the day I tell you to. Then let out a shout."
As soon as Joshua finished giving the orders, the army started marching. One group of soldiers led the way, with 7 priests marching behind them and blowing trumpets. Then came the priests carrying the chest, followed by the rest of the soldiers. They obeyed Joshua's orders and carried the chest once around the town before returning to camp for the night. Early the next morning, Joshua and everyone else started marching around Jericho in the same order as the day before. One group of soldiers was in front, followed by the 7 priests with trumpets and the priests who carried the chest. The rest of the army came next. The 7 priests blew their trumpets while everyone marched slowly around Jericho and back to camp. They did this once a day for 6 days. On the 7th day, the army got up at daybreak. They marched slowly around Jericho the same as they had done for the past 6 days, except on this day, they went around 7 times. Then the priests blew the trumpets, and Joshua yelled,
"Get ready to shout! The Lord will let you capture this town, but you must destroy it and everything in it to show that it now belongs to the Lord. The woman Rahab helped the spies we sent, so protect her and the others who are inside her house. But kill everyone else in the town. The silver and gold and everything made of bronze and iron belong to the Lord and must be put in his treasury. Be careful to follow these instructions, because if you see something you want and take it, the Lord will destroy Israel and it will be all your fault."
The priests blew their trumpets again, and the soldiers shouted as loud as they could. The walls of Jericho fell flat. Then the soldiers rushed up the hill, went straight into the town, and captured it. They killed everyone, men and women, young and old, everyone except Rahab and the others in her house. They even killed every cow, sheep, and donkey. Joshua said to the 2 men who had been spies,
"Rahab kept you safe when I sent you to Jericho. We promise to protect her and her family, and we will keep that promise. Now go into her house and bring them out."
The 2 men went into Rahab's house and brought her out along with her father and mother, her brothers, and her other relatives. Rahab and her family had to stay in a place just outside the Israelite army camp. But later, they were allowed to live among the Israelites, and her descendants still do. The Israelites took the silver and gold and the things made of bronze and iron and put them with the rest of the treasure that was kept at the Lord's house. Finally, they set fire to Jericho and everything in it. After Jericho was destroyed, Joshua warned the people,
"Someday a man will rebuild Jericho, but the Lord will put a curse on him, and the man's oldest son will die when he starts to build the town wall. And by the time he finishes the wall and puts gates in it, all his children will be dead."
The Lord helped Joshua in everything he did, and Joshua was famous everywhere in Canaan.